It's not, I guess, so surprising that Jesus would say that we are his brothers, that when he became man, he became part of our human family, and that we're all brothers and sisters. However, he says those who hear the word of God and act on it could also be his mother. One interpretation of this is that when we hear the word of God, it enters into us, and like a mother, we bring that word out into the world and bear it forth. And even more than hearing the word of God, of course, we receive the word of God, that in the Eucharist, we receive the incarnate Son of God, and the word of God dwells within us in a very concrete way. And so when we come to this Mass, we're not called just to leave what happens at this Mass in the Mass, but we go forth into the world bearing the word of God inside of us and giving birth to it in the places where we work and live during the day. And of course, rather than a slight against his own mother, Mary, that this is the greatest affirmation that not only did she bear him physically, but most of all, she was the first disciple, the greatest disciple, and she every day bore the word of God in the world in which she lived. So let us ask the intercession of Mary that we could be like her, who hear the word of God and bear it in our daily lives.